It's another bulletin blooper, just in case you didn't know. The Sunday school teacher asked the children just before she dismissed them to go to church, "And why is it necessary to be quiet in church?" And Annie replied, "Because people are sleeping." And a 10-year-old under the tutelage of her grandmother was becoming quite knowledgeable about the Bible. Then one day she floored her grandmother by asking, "Which virgin is the mother of Jesus, the Virgin Mary or the King James Virgin?" The scripture reading for today is Psalm 126, a pilgrim's song. When the Lord changed Zion's circumstances for the better, it was like we had been dreaming. Our mouths were suddenly filled with laughter, our tongues were filled with joyful shouts. It was even said at that time among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." Yes, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are overjoyed. Lord, change our circumstances for the better. Like dry streams in a desert waste, let those who plant with tears reap the harvest with joyful shouts. Let those who go out crying and carrying their seeds come home with joyful shouts, carrying bales of grain. God has a sense of humor, and this is how I know. Just take a look at creation. It's creative. It's fun. It's funny. On our good days, we are fun, and we are made in God's image. God smiles, and Jesus is God incarnate. Yet images of Jesus smiling are rare, mostly reserved for when he's with children. It amazes me how hard it is to find a picture of him laughing and how strange that portrayal seems. Really, Jesus smiling, even laughing, should seem natural. Don't we think of him as a person who rejoiced in God and took joy in being with other people? So many, maybe more than we know, of Jesus' teachings evidence silliness and irony. There was a little boy in church, the story goes, who was listening to the scripture being read. And that is not a joke. Children hear more than you think. The pastor begins to read Matthew 7, 1 through 5. "Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For the judgment you make will be you. With the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how do you say to your neighbor, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' while the log is in your own eye?" The boy starts laughing right out loud, and the whole congregation looks at him, trying to figure out what's so funny. Well, it's the scripture. That's funny. Some guy walking around with a log sticking out of his eye, all the while trying to get a speck out of someone else's. Jesus had a sense of humor. I think when Jesus told this to the audience, he enjoyed it when they all laughed out loud. Maybe we have just heard some things our whole life and the humor has been lost on us. Maybe we have created a cardboard Jesus, like our image of the God of the Old Testament, too solemn, too grumpy even. Jesus was fully human, including a sense of humor. He says, "Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." A huge, goofy-looking camel trying to squeeze through a tiny opening at the end of the needle. That's funny. So where did Jesus get his sense of humor? Was laughter something new, something different from an aloof, sober, scolding God of the Old Testament? I think not. There are many examples of humor, sarcasm even, in the Hebrew writings, even as the message is gravely serious. Humor can teach. It can help us to see ourselves more clearly. It can soften a reprimand. Used with skill, it can diffuse anger. In the midst of all the solemn commands and situation, God ordains numerous festivals. Even the Sabbath is considered a festival day once a week. What happens at a festival? You eat the best food. You drink the finest wine together. You talk together. Maybe you even dance. Certainly, you laugh. Do you wake up on Sunday morning thinking, oh good, it's time to go celebrate with God and God's people. It's a festival. Jesus' life was full of celebrations, and God wants us to laugh together. Jesus laughed and made the people around him laugh. Well, most of them. Of course, humor can cause problems and must be done with love. Humor, like most other things, can be used for good or for bad. Some jokes are very cruel. They make fun of people who are different than us. They are a little more than name-calling. They cause us to laugh at people rather than to laugh with them. In our humor, we do well to remember that Jesus said, "He who was without sin, throw the first stone." Jesus was without sin, and we are not. Jesus used ironic humor to teach and to condemn the oppressive behavior of those in charge. Divine humor is never aimed against the powerless, but it makes a point in their defense. Other jokes are good. They cause us to laugh at the strangeness of our human language, at the odd behavior we have. And the best evidence that humor is good was given, thank you, by Carrie. She and I read the same website. Humor is good for us, for our bodies, but when we laugh together with people and not at them, it helps our collective body. Laughing together helps us to build relationships that will see us through the sad times and the times of conflict that we inevitably face. It's not just good for our individual bodies. It's good for our collective body. So let's remember to eat and drink and be merry together every time that we are together. And if we can, we will be the body of Christ, offering the healing to the sadness of the world, turning mourning into dancing and rejoicing in the Lord always. Rejoice. Amen.